This is TWiT.
So remember how last week we said that even though after installing the February, this is the infamous now KB4532693 update rollup, some users discovered that all their stuff was gone and their desktop, all the icons disappeared from their desktop. They went to My Documents. There was no documents there under My Documents. Everything was gone. And we know that this is the per user profile information, which is when you log on to Windows as a user, that's what Windows makes current. So you're seeing under the user's directory off of the root of your boot drive is, you know, your various usernames who share the computer. You log in as a user, you get your stuff. Somebody else logs in, they get their stuff. Unfortunately, you run the February update rollup, and in some cases, you get no stuff. Well, the good news, we believed, was that nothing was actually deleted, but rather the user who did the update had their profile temporarily renamed as dot with a .000 or a .back, which meant that the stuff wasn't gone. It could be recovered. Some advice was you could uninstall this. Oddly enough, apparently, if you just restarted Windows 4 to 6 times, and I can't believe I'm saying this because it just seems so broken. But yes, children, you just restart Windows, just keep at it up to 6 times, and maybe all your stuff will come back because something in Windows will wake up and go, oh, whoops, and then bring it back. Turns out that's not true for all people. What is beginning to surface, and there are enough people who seem authoritative enough, not just confused newbies, but people who appear to know what they're doing, reporting that in some instances they have actually permanently lost everything. That is, Windows did rename their profile into oblivion. There's a posting on the Answers forum at Microsoft.com. That reads, I was on the phone with Microsoft for 4 hours. Surface Pro 7, about 2 months old. There's no user data, no temporary account, no restore points. Uninstalling the update didn't work because my user data is gone. Microsoft is calling in the morning because they think my personal services are free. So this guy's a little peeved, obviously. I know the only option is to flatten the surface and start over, like Groundhog Day the movie. I have 2 desktops upgraded from Windows 7 that survived, if that helps. Somebody else also posting in the forum. This update, KB4532693, caused all the data on my laptop to be erased. Even after uninstalling the update, the laptop would not successfully boot. Then resetting the laptop to factory settings while choosing to keep all personal data erased everything. Everything, he repeats in all caps. And there are major news reporting groups like Bleeping Computer that have followed all these threads down, and they're confirming that as far as they know, this is true. Bleeping Computer's article has the headline, Windows 10 KB4532693 update bug reportedly deletes user files. And again, we're not really getting anything from Microsoft. And at this point, it would be helpful if Microsoft would you know, say something about this, because you know, this becomes a problem. It's really the case nowadays that our backups need to have backups. And after I had a few close calls with old and spontaneously dying machines, remember that my beloved Windows XP machine died just just completely died. And all of my stuff was on a hardware RAID with multiple drives. You know, I mean, it was all there still. And I got it all back and everything was fine. But still, it was like, yikes. I mean, it was a wake up call for me. So now I am backed up every which way. And in fact, I'm seriously considering moving my entire Windows user profile now to sync.com rather than just selected working directory hierarchies, which is what I've done. I just continue to be so pleased with the way sync.com is working. And that way, all of my user profile stuff would be synced and version managed across multiple machines and so forth. I firmly practice safe computing. I'm careful about where I go. I don't venture very far away from, you know, places on the internet that seem really safe. And I'm very careful when I'm like needing to go download something. I spend some time checking it out. I'm sure that our listeners do too. So I hope that the danger from anything malicious successfully attacking me is minimal. But it's disturbing to imagine that running a Windows update could be the Trojan horse that I willingly allow to enter through my front gate and that it would do some damage. I mean, I've not lost anything. And we know that the majority of people aren't. So what's unknown is, like, you know, what exactly is going on? As long as, like, if it's the case that people are actually having all their stuff deleted by a Windows update, then that suggests that we really do need some, like to perform. I mean, I'm thinking that I will do a full image of my system before I do an update. And, you know, that I will, you know, take control of that process rather than just let Windows do it, you know, whenever it wants to. So, wow, it's disturbing that this could be the case. And at this point, if Microsoft would say, we know what's happening, we found out and figured it out, then that would be helpful. And Leo, I'm unable to listen to all of Windows Weekly as often as I would wish to, but I did encounter, while I was digging into all this, I encountered something that I remembered you guys talking about, I think, which was that Microsoft let go a huge percentage of their Q&A staff, and that now the developers are doing the testing of things that used to be a whole separate group. Is that the case? I think I remembered hearing that in the along the way. So anyway, let's just hope that this gets resolved. And it would be nice if we heard from Microsoft, some actual resolution to this issue.